Thank you for tuning in to Lights in the Tunnel. In previous weeks, I have mentioned and encouraged my listeners to donate or to recognize the First Responders Children's Fund. I still very much encourage you to donate, but with all that is going on these past couple of weeks with anti-racism protests and demonstrations, I want to recognize that there is another charity that I very much encourage you to donate to. This wonderful civil rights organization, NAACP.org. I definitely know this is a very hard topic to cover, especially during this pandemic, or really any time talking about it in school or at home. But I just want to recognize that because Black lives do matter, and I wanted to say this because it is very important. I want all of you to take a moment of silence to recognize all the anti-Black and racist things that have happened in our country and are still happening. And I want you to remember all the people that have died. Thank you. Although we have much more work to do, lots of anti-racist energy has come out of this, much more than ever before. And I think that is a light.
There's this piece of music that's been going through my head a lot. You know, Leonard Bernstein's Chichester Psalm. It's in Hebrew, and the lyrics are Psalm. And so in the second part, there's this boy who's singing in a high voice, and he's singing Psalm 23, which you might be familiar with. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He leads me beside green pastures. And it's sort of like a psalm of comfort, and it's like faith that things are good and that things will keep going, that will be protected and will be safe. In the beginning, it's just this one boy with kind of a high voice as he's singing, and then the chorus comes in, and they have these beautiful harmonies, and then all of a sudden, the men, the basses, they're singing a totally different psalm. They kind of come in saying, why are the nations, you know, raging? Why is there so much conflict in the world? And then later on in the song, the boy's voice comes back and it's very like calming. And then all of a sudden it's the two of them, the choir singing this like beautiful Psalm 23, very calming. And the men who are singing this kind of very flaunting music, they come in and they have sort of like a duet together. Kind of like the way things are now, you know? There's a lot of beauty in the world and the skies are clearing up and, you know, we're seeing good things. But then we're seeing like the most difficult things at the same time. So it's a lot to hold.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to Lights in the Tunnel. This is your host, Abby. Thank you for tuning in to this episode where I have a conversation with my cantor, as I call Cantor Sara. Sara has been my temple's cantor for as long as I can remember, and she has always been a very fun person to be around, and she has an amazing voice. Today I asked her about how this change has been with all the online services and bar and bat mitzvahs, and how she feels about it, and of course, what her lights are. Cantor Sara.
Hi, Abby. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. It's so good to talk to you. I'm so happy to be on your program.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm so glad to have you. So today I'm going to ask you a couple questions, like what is something that you are so excited to be doing when quarantine's over?
Oh, gosh. Well, there's lots of things. I mean, I guess just like on a simple level, I'll be really happy to see my family again, who I can't see in person. So, like, yeah. My parents or my brother, my in-laws, and friends, of course. Mm-hmm. And being able to go back into the city and just, you know, resuming kind of the things that I used to enjoy there. I also, since it's the summer, I'm thinking about traveling, of course. it would be so nice to be able to get on a plane and go somewhere. I had in mind for the summer to go to a kind of wilderness school, but that's probably not going to happen.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try to get outdoors anyway and do some hiking. Yeah, but just being able to have the freedom to be with, like, big groups of people to learn things and to do things, and then, of course, to resume things at the synagogue.
Yeah. Is there something that you, or what is something that was unexpected that you never thought would come out of this pandemic or quarantine?
Oh, wow. Okay, that's another good question. I think the slowing down, and I know not everybody's slowing down, you know, like people like some folks in your family and just working at the grocery store or mm-hmm. like Amazon or whatever it is, you know, they're probably busier than ever, many people. But other people are able to slow down and just not being able to physically move so much and kind of like recentering. I think that's been a surprise. It was actually something I really, really needed, and I think a lot of people really needed it. So I feel like that's been the sort of gift that's come with the pandemic for many people, and I realize not for everybody. But, you know, now there's so many things that are coming up, whether it's, you know, what happened last week, which was just terribly sad. And I think people are much more reflective, and
yes.
people are beginning to see that, like, we can't ignore certain things that when our lives were so busy, we just thought, well, you know, and many of us, I think, you know, just thought, well, you know, this is important, but I've got 8 other things that are important to do right now. And I think mm-hmm. now people are, like, sort of having a little bit more space to realize that we need to grow and need to look some of these things more in the face and try to be more thoughtful about how we're living.
Yeah. How has the difference been? Like doing online bat mitzvahs and bar mitzvahs over Zoom, because I've seen you on a couple Zooms over quarantine.
Well, that's been a real bright spot for me. I've really enjoyed it. It's taken some courage for the people who have chosen to go ahead and do it, especially the first one or two families when things first started getting like more challenging and we weren't sure, you know, and we weren't sure how to kind of like work out even being in the same space as one another, even if it's outside. I found that doing these services outside has been really beautiful. Like we've been doing them in backyards, right? And so you can hear the birds and you see the trees. And the wind's blowing, sometimes too much, but, you know, I think just having that connection with nature while we're praying is so great. And being able to stand with a bar bat mitzvah and their family under the tent or whatever it is that we're, you know, doing that day in their backyard is so special because we're really celebrating their big moment, like their rite of passage during a time when it's so challenging and they're stepping up.
Yeah, I went to a couple of my friends bought mitzvahs and they both decided to have it outside in their backyards. There was one where it was a super nice day and the birds were chirping
mm-hmm.
and it was, I would personally like to have my bat mitzvah in my backyard now, because now that I've seen that done, I know it can be possible. And
yeah, I totally get it. It's really special to be outside.
Yeah, so what is your light or lights? Something that is good, that just makes you feel happy and gets you moving through this tunnel?
Well, speaking of being outside, we're trying to walk about 4 miles a day, sometimes like as often as we come through the woods. And I also have been doing a lot of meditation, and I think that's been the thing that sort of carried me through during the hard times. I always was intending to do it more, but now I actually am. So I found that to be really helpful.
Yeah. I started doing a lot of meditating with my mom before this all happened. Before, like, basketball games, we would sit in the car and do it, and it would just make me feel so much more calm. And doing that, I started, I actually wrote my own meditation, and it really, like, just a routine to do, like, every morning. I just think that makes you start off your day much more relaxed than the next or the last. And I think that meditation's really good in that way. Thank you so much for calling in today. And I hope you have a great rest of your day in quarantine.
You too. I'm looking forward to seeing you. Whether it's on Zoom or maybe one day soon in person.
Yeah,
from afar.
Me too. Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks again for tuning in to Lights in the Tunnel. Stay safe, stay healthy, and always remember that one light that keeps you moving for your own tunnel.